Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI22-013 regarding Daylon Whitney. The time is now 10:17 on April 20th, 2022. My name is Philip Carden, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves with their title and purpose.
I'm Daniel Carthel, I'm an assisting investigator.
Greg Gobble, EASA member. My purpose is to evaluate this inspection.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Daylon Whitney, home inspector. Any questions?
I'm John Elson, I'm an EAC committee member.
I missed a lot of that.
Really? Why?
But it's breaking up.
Oh, are we?
Maybe our speaker's not working. That's a good point.
Mike?
We got another speaker over here, but I'm not sure.
Can you hear us a little better now, sir?
Mike?
That's better.
Okay. All right. You're up, Mr. Williams. We were just discussing who was here and the attendees, who you are, and your
Mike purpose. Ryan.
Okay. And then Mr. Eby.
I'm pretty sure I'm Mike Williams, and I'm pretty sure I'm inactive, and I'm certain I'm here.
Okay. EAC member, right? Never mind.
Yes, I am since 2002.
I know, but no one knows it unless you tell them. That's what I'm saying.
And then Mr. Eby.
Hi, this is Jason Eby. I'm appearing virtually. I am a public member on the Enforcement Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
And Mr. Donald.
And Scott.
Good morning. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel.
This was Mr. Williams. Thank you, Scott. Well, this is Mr. Williams' review.
Okay.
Yeah, his review.
If you want to hit print, you can go get it off the printer.
Okay.
I just need the stuff that we're going to go through, the list of the stuff we're going to go through.
Yeah.
I like the great breakout.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, sir.
Just a minute, everyone.
Print
up
the bullets.
The
bullets that we're going to go through. I just printed two copies.
Perfect.
Do you have any documentation with you, sir?
No. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes only. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume for the recorder. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. This is important for me to properly identify who is speaking when I review the audio recording. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 16, 2021, related to a home inspection at 22 East Lindsay Way, Sedona, Arizona, on June 18, 2021. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'll ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Oswalt?
Yes.
Mr. Eby?
Yes.
And Mr. Williams?
He's got a real delay or
something. Mr. Williams?
Yes. Are you not hearing me very well?
Oh, we do now.
Okay.
There may have been some lag.
Okay. All right. That's probably why I wasn't making myself clear as to who I was and what I was. And I compensate for the lag.
Oh, you're fine. We've got you loud and clear now. Fact-finding during
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it's time for your interview. And we do not have the alleger present today. And they were notified of the EAC meeting. So at this time, I'll call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
I'd like to make a motion to enter executive session.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Great. All right. So we've entered into executive session.
Did you guys vote on that?
Okay. Do we get a vote?
We both said.
Yeah.
That's the first.
That's right. You're right. Vote aye.
Okay.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah,
aye,
there we go.
And Mr. Eby?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I end this recording, and we will start executive session.